A test, a miracle, a curse. A Curse of Chalienphek by Sahia, read by Calicurian. For Umagat, the first year of Rowena Izel's reign was a year without words. Oh, he spoke often enough, spoke and listened both, but words in their most beloved form, the written word, the printed word, were lost to him for the whole of that year. They fled his fingers, skittered from his eyes. Somewhere, between the page and his mind, they lost themselves, vanishing like a sundered soul into something gray and vague that he could not grasp. He wept and railed at first. "Punished," he moaned, pressing the heels of his hands to his useless eyes. "I am punished." Daris mouthed frantic negotiations at him, but Umagat was certain of it all the same. What else could this be? Why else would his god have taken his greatest comfort, his refuge, his sanctuary, from him? To lose the second sight was difficult, but he had borne that before and could bear it again. But to lose his words... He fought daily to win them back. Every stroke with a quill was a battle. Every word he put back in his head that fell out again, a defeat. The ones that stayed, few though they were small, syllabic victories. He clutched at them and wrote them again and again, afraid they might be ripped from him if he did not. So he struggled, until one day he realized that his yearning for words had filled his soul. It was brimming with such longing, such will, so that there was no room for his god. His cup was full. Umagat lay his quill aside, then, and his parchment. He considered for the first time that he might not be punished. His god had never discussed his plans with Umagat before, after all. It was not the first time matters had not been to Umagat's liking. Perhaps this was nothing more than a test. The greatest test of his will he had ever known, to be sure. But great tests from his god, Umagat had realized over the years, were often accompanied by great gifts. Miracles, even. Umagat lay back, closed his eyes, and offered himself up to his god once more. That night, the anniversary of Rowena Izel's coronation, while all of Cardigos took to the streets in revelry, Umagat slept deeply and dreamt. He dreamt of a coastal city he'd never seen before, Ibra, from the writing, which he could read as fluently as ever he had in his life, and a beach where clear gray water lapped at the shore. He stood barefoot on cool sand, his toes curling into grainy dampness, and watched a man in white approach. Umagat's breath caught. It was not the first time the bastard had taken the form of Umagat's lover, who had died a martyr in the archipelago. He had come to him this way for the first time, more than 40 years ago now, and a handful of times since, each preserved in Umagat's mind like a leaf pressed between the pages of a book. "My Umagat," the bastard said, caught his hands, and kissed him. Umagat felt his breath catch in his throat. "I have missed you." "Please forgive me, my lord," Umagat said, falling to his knees. "I thought I was punished. I thought..."
"Never," the bastard said. "You did well, so very well. But even the gods cannot change the angle of a blow to the head. The boy had such iron will, I had no way in."
"My words are gone," Umagat said, looking up at him. "How may I serve you if I don't read?"
many ways. Stand up, please. I'm getting a crick in my celestial neck.
The bastard barked a laugh and tugged Umagat to his feet. He grasped Umagat by the arms. Umagat looked into that beloved face, as young now as it had been 30 years ago. If his lover had lived, he would be nearly 70 now, an old man.
Many ways, the bastard repeated. And yet, I could not do this while you fought so hard. But now...
He laid one hand on Umagat's forehead, just above his eyes, and the other at his right temple. Umagat felt warmth flood him, a faint buzzing in his ears, and then it was gone. He blinked, frowning, until the smiling face of his god swam into focus. Am I cured?
When you wake, you will find that your words have returned to you. There is much work ahead, my Umagat, and though you may serve me without them better than you think, you may serve me best of all with them.
Umagat bowed. Thank you, he said, breathless with gratitude. Thank you, my lord. He straightened. This work...
Oh, come now, Umagat. If I told you that, it wouldn't be any fun at all.
The bastard laughed and turned. His chuckle drifted back to Umagat on the salty sea breeze. He left no footprints in the sand.
An open mind, dear servant,
Umagat heard him call over his shoulder.
An open mind.
Umagat woke to bright morning light, a quiet city, and a messenger from the Zangri. The first thing he read with his restored eyes was the scroll the man bore from the Lord Chancellor de Cazeril. The Fox of Ibra had died. Rowena Izal and Royce Bergen would depart for Ibra in 2 days' time for Bergen's coronation, and the Chancellor requested Umagat's presence in the convoy.
I think you may have dreamt last night, Cazeril had added in his own uneven hand, below the perfectly formed letters of the official missive. I did as well. Interesting times lie ahead, my friend.
Umagat had heard a curse once, something about interesting times and important people. And perhaps it was a curse, but on this sunny morning, reading Cazeril's words over and over until he knew them by heart, it seemed the greatest blessing he'd ever known. The end. Thanks for listening.